Good morning again. Before I get started, I want to just mention the Pride Parade yesterday. Yesterday, our church marched in the Pride Parade, and I'm grateful for all those who marched with us. And I'm grateful that that it was not too hot and not too cold, and it was not raining. It was a wonderful time, and the announcer announced everything, which made me very happy. That you can find us. I wrote it down, and I was so happy they said the whole thing. Where all really means all are welcome, and you can find us on East Genesee Street with the rainbow banners. And I was so grateful for all those things. So thank you, everyone who showed up. And next year, we're going to contract Danny with balloons because other people had a lot of balloons that were rainbows and we didn't. And so we need to do that next year. Just warning you. So I've been on vacation and I've been experiencing a lot of life, and that's been wonderful, and I have a lot of stories to tell. And so today, this morning, I got up and rehearsed my sermon one more time, and it was 25 minutes. And so I had to cut some stuff out. I'm just saying, we're not going there on a hot day. But I would like to open with a prayer. And this comes from the book that we'll be using throughout our worship series and our book study called Christ Beside Me, Christ Within Me, Celtic Blessings by Beth A. Richardson. And I'm going to be reading on page 25, Bless Our Waking. Will you pray with me? Bless this day and all who wake. Bless all who wake. Bless this day and all who weep. Bless all who weep. Bless this day and all who fear. Bless all who fear. Bless this day and all who laugh. Bless all who laugh. Bless this day and all who hunger. Bless all who hunger. Bless this day and all who hope. Bless all who hope. Bless this day. Amen. So our series is called Bless to Me. And I just want to talk about the word bless or blessing before we get started. And so this is right out of Beth Richardson's book. So blessing or blessed or bless is not to be interchanged with lucky or favored. Celtic Christians perceive God's creation as a holy gift. So blessing can be understood as the very stuff, the things of life, not something necessarily favored, good, special, or extraordinary, but all life as a gift. In our text today from Psalm 113, it affirms God's presence is in every hour. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. God is always with us. I loved Jan Richardson's call to worship this morning, her poem. And you may remember that Jan Richardson is the author of the devotional book that I love and can't get away from. So when I saw that she had written a poem for this series, I was super excited. So we're going to talk about stories. And stories. In stories, there is always a story beneath the story. And it's our job to notice those things, because everyone has a story to tell. And the story behind that story is that God is with us. So as I said, I had a lot of stories to tell, but I've cut it down to two instead of five, just so it's not so hot and we can get out of here in maybe a somewhat cool time. So I was away, as you know, and one of my favorite things to do with folks when I am away or if someone is coming to stay with me, is that time in the morning over breakfast. That time when you can drink your coffee or tea or orange juice or milk and you can talk. Now, my favorite time, which is going to surprise many of you, is actually that breakfast time when you don't have to rush to the next thing. But any time to gather over a meal and talk and catch up is a time when God is with us. And our text from Matthew today says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Now, this is not to mean literally give us bread every day, but our call, our longing, is that our needs be met every day. And our needs may mean physical food. It may mean that we need to eat. It may mean that we are thirsty and we need something to drink. Or it may mean that we are longing for a relationship with another person, with a faith community, with God. So give us this day our daily bread. We long for our needs to be met, O God. And in that longing, God is with us. So I can't move on unless I talk about this piece and how it's in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus' Prayer, or to Catholics, Our Father. Because it's in that prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught us, which was actually to teach us how to pray, not necessarily memorize, but Jesus taught us how to pray. And so some people have asked, why is there Mother, Father, God, or Creator God? What's going on? Why is it changing? What's happening? And so in honor of Father's Day, I thought that I would talk about Our Father. So one of the goals of this church is to include inclusive language in our worship. Why would we do that? Well, as I told the children, some people have a wonderful father, a father who is nurturing and loving and a mentor and wonderful and all those great things that we dream and love about fathers. But some of us don't. And so our goal is for all people to be open to a relationship with God. And so if we wrap God up in only being a father, that leaves some people out because they cannot get beyond the concept of my father wasn't nice, how can God be loving? And so we expand that inclusive language because God is way bigger than father, mother, human being. And by the way, we'll talk about that another time, about God made us in our image, or God made us in God's image. We'll talk about that in another sermon because I only have a short period of time today. But God is way bigger than father, mother. And my prayer, and I hope all of our prayers, is that when people come into this space, that they open up to a relationship, whether a new relationship or a deeper relationship with God. And so our Father is our Mother, Father, God, or our Creator, or whatever you feel called to say. And I pray that in this space, you feel comfortable saying whatever you want to say. If you want to say Our Father, go ahead. If you want to say Creator God, go ahead. If you want to use a language other than English, go ahead. Because that prayer is a prayer to bring you closer to God. So make it whatever it needs to be for you so that you build your relationship with God. Okay. More about our Father. This weekend, or last weekend, I should say, I had the opportunity to go to their wedding, a wedding, which was so grand and wonderful. And in the reception, I saw a little girl who I know from, not from here, but beyond that. She's my family. She's 10 years old. And I saw her dancing with a man who, actually, I know him too. And so the person next to me leaned over and said, "Isn't that beautiful that Abby is dancing with Micah?" And I said, "It is beautiful." And she said, "He's the dad she needs." And I said, "I know." Because her dad, her biological father, as much as he loves his family, when he is not taking his medication, he brings anxiety and violence to the home. But Miker, the man that she was dancing with at this wedding for 7 years, brings peace and stability to the home. He doesn't live there. He's not a boyfriend. He's just a mentor and father figure. And when I was thinking about this and writing this, I couldn't help but cry because it was so beautiful to see Abby with Miker and see that she has a father figure in her life. Even when someone else can't fill the role, someone is there for that. So I am so grateful to fathers, fathers who are biological fathers and fathers who choose to be fathers. We all have stories to tell. We all have moments with God. And I got to tell you, when I saw Abby and Micah dancing at that wedding, God was in that place. That was a God moment because she has a father, two fathers actually. The important thing with God moments is to notice them, to notice God is in that moment, to be mindful of God's presence, to sit back and go, God is with us, God is here. And just as we sang, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, which I believe all the time. When we walk out of that threshold into the world, God is in the world as well. God is out there, and because God is always with us. God is, this is new. Okay, so God is beside me, God is within me. That is the book we're going to be reading throughout the time. And I'd like to end today with a prayer from the book. Because being mindful of God in all of our time, all of our waking, all of our sleeping is so important. And this is a prayer that was translated and is translated by Carmina, oh goodness, Gadaletica. Okay. All right. Let's close with this prayer. God with me lying down. God with me rising up. God with me in each ray of light. Nor I a ray of joy without God. Nor one ray without God. Christ with me sleeping. Christ with me waking. Christ with me watching. Every day and night, each day and night. God with me protecting, the Lord with me directing, the Spirit with me strengthening, forever and forevermore, ever and evermore. Amen.